Plants that have tropical texture seem to attract the most landscape interest today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Elephant ears just scream for attention wherever they grow. Most gardeners I know love elephant ears because they are easy to grow tropical plants that have big impact. There are three species commonly found in our Mississippi landscapes, but today I want to concentrate on Colocasia, which just happens to be my favorite. Most Colocasia feature big leaves and big texture, but they're not all green. In fact, there are Colocasia with black leaves. Diamond Head is an outstanding black-colored Colocasia, having huge foliage that is black and lustrous just like its volcanic namesake. But be sure to maintain consistent moisture, or the leaf edges will burn and turn a crinkly brown. Black Coral has large, glossy, chocolatey black leaves with finely ruffled edges and are some of the darkest elephant leaves available. The thick stems display the glossy black arrow-shaped leaves. Another Colocasia selection I really like is Blue Hawaii. This plant has large green leaves featuring prominent bluish-purple veins and have a wavy undulation. Colocasia mojito is a plant that really lives up to its name. Each of the splendid leaves resemble an avant-garde artist's canvas. The unique color patterns of lime green, chartreuse purple, and almost black are randomly splattered and splotched so that no two leaves are the same. We can think we live in the tropics with Colocasia in our gardens. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.